Meistens ist kein Chatiche schon Reile, Tafi Kufbrau, kein Chatiche schon Reile. So, meistens ist die Bottle der Rube. Meistens ist die Bottle der Reile. Jodisch wie Jodisch. Und ich will mein Name kurz zu Daki Limonis, schon in Ruhe. So, wenn es gut, der Chatiche ist Daki Limonis. Aber mein Name, it's kurz zu Daki Limonis. Aber mein Name, es ist Daki Limonis, schon in Ruhe. So my name, Chatiche is not the Esher Daki, it's only Kosher Daki. The answer is, Shani Chatiche Oil Royal is capable of Nei Orchim. Shichat Ishmin and Gimish, the very Yav, Chatiche Emeloi, Ishmin Chatiche Oil Royal is capable of Nei Orchim, Aval Gidloi Emeloi, Aval Gid Emeloi Shichat. So what is all this about, Sek Rashi? Hanichu Madom Meseches Betzo. Kosher Daki Yimano Shanino, Meseches Orlog, Abay Chavili Tilsen Dloi Bottle. Hanami, Peromim Shenimbeis, the other most luminous Chatiches Lemin Rochim Shizimi, Elamand of Eshedakai, Miucha the Minidu, Miucha the Minidu, the Lay Bottle, Kagain Kavlin. Kavlin. Kavilin, that makes more sense. Kagain Kavilin. Avotov Rosalind Gossin, but I made half a piece in Nimne, Peromim Bottle. So then, over here, my late bottle. So what's all this about? So, the submission of Orla, Chasek is the submission of Orla, Eric Gimel. Eric Gimel, Mishnah Vav. You have to burn it. It's also by now. This arvu biacheros kulam yidolku divrei meir. No, it's not bottom. The meir holds that chavilei tilson, whatever tilson is exactly, chavilei tilson are not bottom. Bechachamu aymerim yalu beechud masayim. Chacham say, no, it is bottle. It's like it's bottle be masayim. Kilei kerem is bottle be masayim. What's the machlokes about? So the Mishnah explains. Shoyer meir aymer eshedakei limlois mekadosh. Anything that the derech is to be made it, to sell it by the, not in bulk, but to sell it by the individual unit. So that's not bottle and it's mekadosh. It's not bottle be masayim. So Chavili Tilson, that's called a Dover Shemimimim. Chavili Tilson is a Dover Shemimim. When you go to the store to buy Chavili Tilson, so you don't buy it by the pound, you buy it by the unit. You go to the produce store. So most things you buy by the pound, tomatoes you buy by the pound, but then they have like fancy, sometimes you have a fancy fruit, and it says, you know, $1.25 each. So that's a Dover Shemimim. Sold by the individual, not in bulk. So Mary says, he said, a Dover Shemimim is not bottle. The Pashup Shad is because it's a Chashivus, Dover Shivaminion, it's a Chashivus, since it has it since the Dover Chashiv. The Rambam calls it a Dover Chashiv. The Rambam puts it under the heading of Dvarim Chashivim and not an Abbot. Basilevi has a Lumbus. Basilevi wants to say the Lumbus of a Dover Shivaminion is it's not Misarif, because each unit maintains its own identity. I don't see it as a Tarabis, I don't see it as a book. You have a Dovah Shemimimim, you have a Chavilei Tilson mixed up with a bunch of other Chavilei Tilson. So I don't say, well, I have a gross of Chavilei Tilson. Since each one is sold individually, so each one maintains its own identity, so it's not Mis'arav to be a Tyrannus. Right, that's a fancy lumbus. But the Ramus is Poshut, the Ramus puts it under the heading of Dovah Choshev. So that's a Meir. A Meir says that a Dovah Shemimimim is not bottle. Chavilei Tilson is a Dovah Shemimimim. V'chachomim aimim aimim mekadosh al shishu dvarim bilvar. Chachomim say no. Everything's bottle, even Dovah Shemimimim is bottle. There are only six things that are so extraordinarily choshuv that they can't be bottle. Reb Kiva and Meshiva, Reb Kiva adds a seventh. Ve'elu heina geisik prachim, ma'ini v'dan. Chaviyas tumais, ve'chulfais trodin, ve'kilsei kruv, v'dlas yavonis, Reb Kiva ima afki karshul balabayis. So those things are special, and they're not, according to the Chachamim and Reb Kiva, only these six or seven things are not bottle. But Dovah Shemimimim is bottle. That's the Mishnah. So now there's a machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the Gemara in Beitza, the Rashi in Sinai, and in the Gemara in Yevamos that we took a look at, whether What do we mean by Adaba Shibiminyan? Does it mean Rish Lakish holds Adaba Shibiminyan means what he calls Kol Sodak Limanus. Anything that's ever sold individually. It doesn't have to always be sold individually. It's enough that it's sometimes sold individually. That's enough to call it a Adaba, to make it into a Adaba Shibiminyan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Eshadak Limanus Shaninu. That in order to be called a Adaba Shibiminyan, it has to be something that's only sold individually, and it's never sold in any other way. So Rabbi Yochanan's definition of Adaba Shibiminyan is much more restrictive than is the definition of Reish Lakish. And the sugya in Yevamos, it's Mevuah Lehedya, that a chaticha, stam a chaticha, falls into that machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's sometimes sold individually, and it's sometimes sold in bulk. That's what Rashi says by us as well. That a chaticha, Rashi first explains that a chaticha, sometimes you sell it individually. What was the lesson of Rashi that we just read? Sometimes a person counts how many chatichas he has in order to match the number of guests that he invited. It's mashin Rashi taka that it's not totally in the shas mechira. Just the point. Rashi doesn't say that it's sold by it. Sometimes a person counts his chatichas to see how many chatichas he has because he wants to know how many guests he has. It's mashin Rashi that it's not that it's sometimes sold. You don't eat sold. Sometimes you itemize your chatichas. You don't just bring a pot of chatichas to the table. You itemize them when you're plating for your guests. So you itemize it. That's enough to call it a Adaba Shibiminyan. What Rashi actually says it in Yevamos. This is not a Gemara Yevamos. Anybody else? Out from the base. Those are actually the bombers for Natalie. Loshen Rashi in Yevamos, he says, "Aval chaticha the eagle igvela." But there's also one of these. It's also a case that's the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Chaticha the eagle peomim sheim dimkarim ba'emed afal gad dirigilim limonis. So Rashi's mask, but it's telling the mechira. Sometimes it's nimkarim ba'emed. Apparently, sometimes it's nimkarim individually. It's interesting. It seems to be. It's not like Rashi by. This is a machlekes here between the Deburim and Rashi. Rashi in Yevamos and Mashmas telling the Shas Mechira. Chaticha is sometimes sold by him, but then sometimes sold individually. Rashi by us and Mashmas not telling Mechira. He says, a person counts his chatichas to see how many orchim he has, and if he has enough chatichas for his orchim, and that's enough to call it something which is darkoi, to make it closer darkoi limonis. Okay, that's interesting. No, I'm going to hold on to this for a few minutes. So that's it. That's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So first of all, Stamos and Machlokes Rishonim. B'pshutai, the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is Aliba de Rameir. That's the Chareh that comes out. Rameir is the one who said that. What was Rameir's lashon again? Rameir was the one who said Shei Rameir Eimer. Eshadaka limnois mekadesh. Eshadaka limnois mekadesh. And if you're going to talk, you should have a machlekes. Eshadaka limnois shaninu. Or kol shadaka limnois shaninu. The lashon shaninu means they're arguing how to be goyish in the Mishnah. When Rav Meir said kol shadaka, we agish in the Mishnah. So Rav Meir, eshadaka limnois or limnois mekadesh. That's like a shlokish. Eshadaka limnois shaninu. And Rabbi Yochanan says, that's like Rabbi Yochanan. Eshedak limono shenidu. And Rish Lakish says, no, that's not the right girsa. The right girsa is kol shedak limonis. So it's a machlekes aliba d'remeir. But according to the Chachamim, neither Chachamim did disagree with the whole thing. They say, no, they say only shishadvar. So that's Rashi's beferish. Rashi says the machlekes is aliba d'remeir. Is aliba d'remeir. Many of you are right that way as well. The machlekes is aliba d'remeir. So that opens the question. So then how do we pass it? Do we pass like the Chachamim? Because a mayor and the Chachamim, the Chalocha should be like the Chachamim. Or maybe we should pass like a mayor, since we see that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argued a little bit about mayor. So maybe that's an indication that Halacha should be like a mayor. So that's a Machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim write, the Ran writes this way here in Chulin. The Ran says that the pastor says that since Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argued a little bit about mayor, so that's an indication that Halacha ought to be like Rabbi Meir. But the Rambam paskins not like a mayor. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, and therefore he doesn't bring Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish at all. In other words, the Rambam also shares the premise. The Rambam, they all agree, Rashi, that the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are Libadur Ameir. The Shad, but do we pass like a mayor at all? So the Rambam says, since Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue Libadur Ameir, so the Halacha must be like a mayor. And the Rambam says, no, even though Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue Libadur Ameir, but that doesn't mean the Halacha is like a mayor. The Halacha vibes like the Chachamim, and therefore we don't have Dov Shimimim in his Taka bottle. The Rambam holds that Dov Shimimim is bottle, not, doesn't matter, Eshadakai, Kol Shadakai, the Halacha, it's academic, because we don't pass in Dov Shimimim at all, we pass in only the Shishadvarim and not bottle. The only thing is, the Rambam is, a year early, that the Shishadvarim really depends on its culture specific. And in any particular time and climb, where there's something else that says Choshev and that society, as the Shishadvarim were in the time of Chazal, then it also had the Halacha of Shishadvarim. But it's not totally in Dov Shimimim at all. That's the Shita Aram. There's a third Shita, which is the Rashba. The Rashba Yevamos learns that the Machlekes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish is Aliba de Chachamim. Even though the Lashon of Shanina was difficult. He says, not a Machlekes in Rameh, it's a Machlekes in the Chachamim. What's the Pshat in these Shishadvarim? Because the Rashba also, these Shishadvarim were only said by way of example, and they're by way of example of a Dovah Shibiminyan. If it's a Dovah Shibiminyan, so then what's the difference between Rameh? Rameh is a Dovah Shibiminyan, a Chacham is a Dovah Shibiminyan. So the Rashba says, no, there's three Madregas. A mayor's Dovah Shibiminyan of Chavilei Tilson, that's something that's sometimes counted. And a mayor says, sometimes it's good enough. The Chacham say, no, that's not enough. You need like the Shishadvarim that they're not, sometimes not good enough. You need like the Shishadvarim that they are. And here it's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. These Shishadvarim, they're either almost always, they're either usually counted or always counted. Rish Lakish says it's enough that they're usually counted. And Rabbi Yochanan says they have to be always counted. So the Rosh Hashanah is three levels. There's the level of Rameir. Sometimes it's counted. It's good enough for Rameir, it's not good enough for the Chachamim. Chachamim say you need more. You need Shishadvarim. What's Shishadvarim? That's a Machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says it's enough to that most of the time it's counted, and Rabbi Yochanan says it has to be always counted. Okay, so that's the background. Shalosh Shitas Badom. Akaponim, our Gemara says, the Mishnah says that a chaticha is not bottle. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, if you hold like your shlokish, that's enough to be kol shadakai. So chaticha is kol shadakai. Lefi the Rambam will have to add. The Rambam speaks as after Ferish. Lefi the Rambam will have to add. The Gemara means, even though we don't pass neither of Yechon nor shlokish, we pass like the Chachamim. They're only arguing a little bit their mayor. But we could set sign that the Mishnah is going like a mayor. So the Mishnah says Chatich is not bottle, so Anichal Reish Lakish. We could say the Mishnah is going like a mayor, so we'll be okay. But according to Yochanan, it's not going to help us to say the Mishnah is going like a mayor, because even according to a mayor, you need Eshadakar. And the Chatich doesn't rise to the level of Eshadakar. The Gemara answers that it's a Chatich Haru Liskabed. So I say from our Gemara that a Chatich Haru Liskabed, that's not bottle even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Chatichah Yuliskabed is not bottle even according to Rabbi Yochanan. That itself, there's two ways to learn. I'm going to leave this to later in the discussion, but maybe I'll just flag it now. There's two ways to understand that itself. What's the pshat that a chatichah Yuliskabed is not bottle? Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, they need Eshedakar. But if it's a chaticha real iskabit of neochim, then already it's even according to Yechon, it's not bottle. There's two ways to learn. You could learn it means that if it's a chaticha real iskabit, so it becomes a davar shebeminyan. Since it's real iskabit of neochim, so now that's the equivalent of eshedarka in this. The Rosh says that we're befeish. We'll talk more in detail later. Could be not kaminus. The other way to learn is chaticha real iskabit has nothing to do with davar shebeminyan. It doesn't make it into davar shebeminyan. But a chaticha is kabbalah is a different reason for not being bottled. There's one reason not to be bottled, last davar shebeminyan, that you don't have by chaticha according to Rabbi Yochanan. But there's another reason not to be bottled. It has a different chashivus, the chashivus of being royal is kabbalah from Neorchim. The other reason the Ran says, like the Ran's lesson is mashman that way, the Rashba says the Pefer is that way. We'll see later. I don't want to put this front and center because I want to come around to this later. But I'm flagging it already now. Look at the Ran, by the way, it's a davar poshut. The Ram holds that a davar shebeminyan is bottle. The Ram says the whole machlekes of Yechon Mishlokas about davar shebeminyan is only a libudar meir. La halacha davar shebeminyan is bottle. Even if it's eshedarki, even if it's counted beminyan all the time, it's still bottle. But a chaticha real iskabed, the Ram brings. The Ram says the chaticha real iskabed is not bottle. The Ram is a vada muchach that the din of chaticha real iskabed is not because it becomes like an eshedarka, that it becomes an eshedarka limlis. Wouldn't help. It's not good enough. It's only according to the other Rishonim that we pass like Rav Yochanan that Eshedak Limonu Shaninu, either because we pass like a mayor or like the Rashba that Rav Yochanan Shlokas are arguing within the Chachamim. But Akoponim, if you hold like the other Rishonim that we pass that something which is always Dark Limnois is Botel, so then maybe you can learn that Chaticha Elis Kaaba gets the mile of being a Dovah Shebimin, gets the mile of being Eshedak Limnois. We'll see later in Afghanis. But let's take a look at places. So, places. Shaina chaticha hoyel grilis kabel. In timer in pain, am I omer perik oil, the chaticha shul chatas tmeo, the mei shul chatas tmeo is kala, it's a bottle with mayo. Why isn't the chaticha grilis kabel? In other words, we have a beferish gemara in Yivamas, that a chaticha is a machlekes of Eichon HaMeish Lakash. That's the gemara in Yivamas. That the case of chaticha is a machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. The Gemara that brings a brisa, the brisa says, maybe I'll put the brisa up. The brisa says a reisha is safer, but right now we're busy with the reisha. The brisa says, here's the reisha. Chaticha, of a chatas tmei, nobody could eat. I know it's this Arab. So, Chacham says Tanakama. Tala means bottle. Tala the apple of mayo. Like Chuma, like Dimur. It has the din of Dimur. Chuma, Kotchum also has the din of Dimur. So you have to take one chaticha out, and then the rest of it is oil of the apple of mayo. Rav Yehuda says, it's in a bottle. Lay sour. Why is it lo yisal according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rashi over there says because min v'min lo yibot. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosu that min v'min is not bot. This is not so much our discussion, but just has to go through the earlier discussion. This is chayil because this is not. You can't say that it's min v'min lo yibot over here. Why not? Yavish b'yavish. Taisus shita is that by yavish b'yavish Rabbi Yehuda didn't say min v'min is not bot. So Taisus learns that Rabbi Yehuda said lo yisal because Rabbi Yehuda taka holes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the culture doctrine limitless. That everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything which is sometimes a davar shebeminyan is not bottle. So it's not bottle because it's a davar shebeminyan. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Then the Sefer says that if you have chatas toira. Actually, I don't know if the Bryce used the word chaticha. So I'm going to take the word out. The Bryce assumes it's chaticha. But I don't think the Bryce actually uses the word chaticha. Chatas tohera. Piece of chatas tohera. So who's allowed to eat it? Kohanim. And it was this Arab of Chulin. So the Bryce here, the Kuli Alma Loi Salah. It's not bottle. We'll come back to it. So the Gemara there says,
whatever this says, Bishlam according. So it says it over here that it's bottle. So Rabbi Yochanan says, why is it bottle? It's a chatikah. According to you, it's lokish, that kol shadak limnashin, you know, anything which is ever sometimes counted, or usually counted, whatever, but anything which is, you know, sometimes counted is not bottle. So a chatikah is sometimes counted. So why the Chacham say that it's bottle? Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's a riot to me. Es shadak limnashin, you know. That in order for something not to be bottle, it has to be always counted. And the chatikah doesn't rise to the level of eshadak. It's in the level of kol shadak. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a riot to me. It's a riot to catch a kash in Rish Lakish. What is the more answer for Rish Lakish? Anybody remember? Nimayach. Rish Lakish wouldn't. That's why I think you can't say in the Brayas the word chatikah. Maybe it does say chatikah in this Nimayach, and then the chatikah is Nimayach. I just want to check it out. It says the word chatikah. But Reish Lakish will learn that the chatikah was nimayach. That's the Gemara. No, the Kitzur comes out, the Beferish Gemara, that a chatikah is a machlokes of Reish and Reish Lakish. A chatikah is under the heading of kol shadak, right? But it doesn't rise to the level of eshadak. Maybe I should split it up, people should have gotten confused. Eshadak is more restrictive. Eshadak means always counted. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, kol shadak, which means sometimes, or according to the Rashba, usually. That's a lower level. So chatikah is kol shadak, but it's not eshadak. That's the Gemara. Frank Tosis, what do you mean? Our Gemara says that a chatikah is really this kavod of ne'orachim, so chatikah is l'kol yamin ha'potel. Like the Gemara says, but chatikah is dag tomer. So what's going on in this sistir between Agad and the Gemara? Our Gemara says that chatikah l'kul yam, even according to Yochanan, chatikah is not bottle because it's oil is kabbat fnei orchid. So how do you understand the Gemara over there? Why is chatikah? Chatikah l'chari means that it's oil is kabbat. I mean, if it's a chatikah, it should be oil is kabbat. Yeah, I guess you could have said maybe that's a chatikah. It's a small chatikah. It's not oil is kabbat. But to be sure, don't answer that. I assume that a chatikah, stam chatikah, is a chatikah, and a chatikah should be oil is kabbat fnei orchid. As they affect Tosis, that's Tosis Kasha. My Lomer Perak Oil, the Chaticha Shel Chatas Tmeo, She Nisar Ve Bemeo Shel Chatas Tmeo Is Tala, it's bottle. Wait a minute, Shroi Lis Kav Et Neo Echad. So Tosis suggests to begin with, Vichy Teimo, maybe the Pshad is, Shaini Chaticha De Nevelo, Dui Lis Kav Et Neo Echad, Maybe the Kichon, Ano Shel Chatas Tmeo Oser Ba'ano. Maybe you'll say, Chaticha Ril Is Kav Et, it means, this Chaticha I can give to Orchim. How can I give this chaticha to Orchim? It's treif. It's not kosher. So how am I going to give this chaticha to Orchim? So Taisa says, and maybe that's what I need. Maybe chaticha yilis kabin means this chaticha kemoshehi I can give to Orchim. But the chaticha is not kosher. How can I give it to Orchim? I'll zenu donim. That's why I need to be rat with, because it's not kosher. Because maybe it's chol. In Agamah we're talking about a chaticha's dag tomei. So I can't give it to a Jewish Orchim. But if I get, if my non-Jewish friend comes over, so I could give it to him. So that's why it's still called the chaticha reilis kabbat. I could give it to my choshev non-Jewish orchim. Masha'enkein. So that's why Agamor it's called the chaticha reilis kabbat. But the Gemara when they're talking about a chatas tmeya has to be burned. The chatas tmeya you can't give to goyim, can't even give it to Israel, and can't give it to anybody. So maybe there it's not called the chaticha reilis kabbat. It's still a dovish shebiminyan. But then we go into eshadak and kol shadak and machlekes shev yochin reish lakish. You see, for dovish shebiminyan, I don't need that it should be. You could be netted from it. But etzim is a davar shebiminyan. But for chaticha reilis kabbat, maybe there has to be some real live orchim that I could give it to. So in Agamah is good; you can give it to goyish orchim. But over there, it's also b'hano. Maybe that's the solution. So that's not going to work. The chaticha is bosser bechol of tnam perek basid and meseches avodah zarah. The loy b'teilo. The Mishnah says in avodah zarah that bosser bechol is not bottle. The Gemara understands that to mean that Tosfos understands that to mean that a chaticha bosser bechol is not bottle. And the reason is because it's chaticha reilis kabbat. Why is Basu B'chol of not bottle? Stomach, because it's chaticha reil is kabbat. But it's also b'hano. So you see that is not true. That you see the hanocha is not true. That to be a chaticha reil is kabbat, it doesn't mean that this chaticha I can give to Archim. It means such a chaticha could be given to Archim. So then we're back to square one. So how come the Gemara in Yevam is called a chaticha, a culture, an eshadaki, a culture daki? What do you mean? It's the chaticha of Yilis Kabed.
We explain this to us. The chol dov are Yilis Kabed. In v'hoyim ispatal, choshev alei batal.
Taisa says, "La'olam the hanoch is right, the original hanoch, that to be a chaticha real iskabed, it has to be that I could give this chaticha to real guests." I say, how can the Gemara and how can the Mishnah say in Avodah Zarah that Basa B'Cholav is a Chaticha Yilis Kabed? We're going to give the Cholav. Can't give Basa B'Cholav to anybody. The answer is, yes, I could. I could give it to somebody if it'll be Batal. If I have a Chaticha Basa B'Cholav, I got mixed up with a bunch of other Chatichas. If it would be Batal, then I could give it to Archim. And if I could give it to Archim, because now it's Batal, now I can give it to Archim. Maybe not all the chatichas to one arech at once, but I could give the chaticha to an arech. So therefore it becomes a chaticha or yilis kabed. Of course, now that it's a chaticha or yilis kabed, it's not bottle, and once it's not bottle, I can't give it to an arech. In a chenami. But so it goes in circles. But that circle, that vicious, that circle prevents it being bottle. But in a chenami, the way it is now that it's also, maybe it's not a chaticha or yilis kabed, but it still can't be bottle. Because in order for it to be, because if it'll be bottle, I'll be able to give it to an arech, and if I'll give it to an arech, it'll be a chaticha yilis kabed, and therefore it can't be bottle, because the bittel would be a logical contradiction. The bittel would make it a chaticha yilis kabed, since the bittel would make it a chaticha yilis kabed, so therefore it can't be bottle. So that's the rule. The rule is, I don't care if it's treif now, but I need at least that after it'll be bottle, in order to be called a chaticha yilis kabed, which messes up the bittel. It's sufficient that if it'll be bottle, I'll be able to give it to an arech. So Masha Enkin over there, she says, that's the job. Over there by Chatos, Chatikos Chatos Tmeo, that was inside with Chatos Tahiris, even if it will be bottle, even if it would be bottle, so what would its status be? The Chatos Tahira. The Chatos Tahira is also not a Chatikos Yilis Kabed, because who could you give it to? You can only give it to a Kayan. Taisa is giving it to a kohen is not called the chaticha yilis kabed. Why? Because the kohen has a right to eat it anyway. All the kohanim have a right to eat the chatos. So that's not called the chaticha yilis kabed. Who's going to be mechaber whom? The chatos belong to all the kohanim. So mei lemonoshav, to give it to Yisrael I can't do, and to give it to a kohen that's not called lehis kabed. The rush adds in the kuddi. So what do you mean? I can give it to a kohen from a different mishmar. So he says, so the Rosh says that the Mishmaris were only a convenience. They shouldn't all be stampeding the Beis HaMikdash at once. But Be'etzem, Kayhanim, even from a different Mishmar, had a din to eat the Chatois. And they were all short of Kayhanim to eat. Kayhanim from different Mishmaris were always dropping by and participating in the Achil. So that's still not called the Chaticha Yilis Kabed. The Kitzer, that's what you said. That to be called the Chaticha Yilis Kabed, I need that I should actually be able to give it to a real live Arech. In other words, it's not enough that a similar chaticha had it been kosher would have been royal iskabed. That's not called the chaticha royal iskabed. It has to be that this particular chaticha itself, the way it is. I mean, this particular chaticha, this real life chaticha, I could give to a real live arech. The only thing is, there's a wrinkle. I don't have to be able to give it to be called the chaticha royal iskabed. I don't have to be able to give it to an arech right now, the way it is now, without bittel. But I need that if it'll be bottle, I'll be able. It's sufficient that if I'll be able to, if it will be bottle, I'll be able to give it to an areach, and that's enough to prevent the bittel, because the bittel then becomes a contradiction in terms. In order for it to be bottle, if it'll be bottle, I'll be able to give it to an areach, and if I'll be able to give it to an areach, it'll be a chaticha yilis kabed, and therefore it's not bottle. So that's the definition of chaticha yilis kabed. So Avela, that's the answer. In Agamara, we're talking about an Avela. So an Avela, you can give it to an areach. First of all, you can give it to a guy, and besides giving it to a guy, if it'll be bottle, you can even give it to a Jew. And likewise, in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah by Basa B'Chala. Basa B'Chala, if it'll be bottle, you can give it to a Jew. So that's called the Chaticha Yilis Kabed, and therefore it's not bottle. Lashenke in the Gemara in Yevamos, there we're talking about Chatos Tmeyah Shenazar B'Chatos Tayrus. So even if it'll be bottle, I can give it to a Kohen, but that's not called a guest. That's not called the Iskabed. So Mele, it's not a Chaticha Yilis Kabed. So what is it? It's just a plain ordinary Dovah Shibamiyan. And that's the Machlekes of Yechon Rishlochas, because it's not a Eshadaki, it's only a Kol Sadaki. That's a taste of the Miyash of the Sugis. And many Rishonim follow suit.
with Tosfos. Tosfos adds a line. This line is very important. Tosfos adds, "Abel shalchatis b'shel chulin kama hosam b'lei malach b'lei talach." What's Tosfos talking about? He's referring to the sefer. Tosfos is referring to the sefer. The Braisa said that a chatis meir was sar with chatis tahiris. That's what Tosfos was talking about up till now. The ratio, that's bottle. But chatis tahira that was in sar bechulin is not bottle. And the Gemara lechari doesn't speak out what's the difference between the ratio and the same. The same chatikos, it's the same chatikos. So it's the same eshedaka, kosher, the same issue. It's a kosher daka, it's not an eshedaka. What's the difference? How come in the resh it's bottle and in the safe it's not bottle? It's a modern zachin. Mor doesn't even address it. So the emes is it's totally gersois. The ra'ah in the Berak HaBayis, the ra'ah had a different gersa in the Gemara. The ayinfei is a very complicated Gemara. It's really there in gersois. The ra'ah's gersa in the Gemara is that the Gemara does ask the question. The Gemara taka asks maishna resh and maishna safe in a bit. And so the Gemara is the question. And the Gemara says the Teretz that in the ratio it's talking about it was only Talmi Midrabanan. So since it's only Talmi Midrabanan, so we have to go with the din of Eshadakai. And if it's here, it's only a Kol Shadakai, so it's bottled, so it's bottled derived. But in the Sefer, it's a din deraisa. It's a new din deraisa. A chatus of chulin, giving it to Yisrael, is a deraisa issue, not a derabanan issue. So here, giving it to a kain anyway, it's inside with other chatois. So it happens to be Talmi Tumas Mashkin Derabanan. So that's a derabanan. So in the derabanan, the Yechlin says, we're makel that it's bottle, because even though it's somewhat of a Dovah Sheminyan, but it's not a real Dovah Sheminyan, because it's not Esher Daka. But in the Sefer, we're talking about a Dindir Aksa, it's cool, you want to give it to Yisrael. So here, so even though Me'ikar Dindir Rabbi Yechon holds anyway, Esher Daka Limonos, you know, and this is not really Esher Daka Limonos, but as the Chum of Kodshim, they were Machmir, even according to Rabbi Yechon, to that in Kodshim, when we're talking about a Deraisa, we say, so the Gemara Kilo addresses the question. So fine, if the Gemara addresses the question, then we have nothing left to say. The Gemara addresses the question. But in Rashi and Tosfos Gersa and Gemara, the Gemara never asks Maishna Reish and Maishna Seifa, only in Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that it's Nimayach. So the Gemara later on says, well, if it's Nimayach, so Maishna Reish and Maishna Seifa. And there the Gemara says, Tehutzim, Drabonin, such tables. But in Rav Yochanan, that it's not Nimayach, it's Kol Chaticha, so the Gemara never explains. So Maishna Reish and Maishna Seifa. It's Mashmah Gemara that the Kasha Mashmah Reisha Mashmah Seifa is only, when Rashi Tosfos goes to the Gemara, only in the Reish Lakish that it's Nimayach that's Nimayach the problem. But according to Rav Yochanan that it's not Nimayach, it's Chaticha Shleimos, so there's no, the Gemara somehow understands what Mashmah Reisha Mashmah Seifa. But the Gemara doesn't explain why it understands it. So Rashi says, the Pshat is because the Seifa is a Hefsid Mu'ut. The Reish is a Hefsid Merubah. You're going to have to throw out this Chatos. The Sefer is Hefsid Mu'ud. You can give it to a Kohen, you don't have to give it to yourself. So it's a Hefsid Mu'ud. So in a Hefsid Mu'ud, we're machmir for a Kol Shadaka Limonis. For Kol Shadaka Limonis. Even Rabbi Yechon knows Eshadaka Limonis, and you know that you need that it's always a Dovah Shiva Minyan, and otherwise it's bottle. But by a Hefsid Mu'ud, Rabbi Yechon is also machmir to go with Kol Shadaka. So therefore, here since it's Hefsid Mu'ud, so therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that lays out. That's what Rashi answers. But Tosfos answers, Shitosom, that what's Tosfos answer? He says, we just read the Tosfos. And he threw it in those three words.
Now it's Rodel Iskabe.
Now it's Rodel Iskabe. The difference in the ratio and the safe is the ratio is not a Chaticha Rodel Iskabe. So that's why it falls into Malchai, because Rabbi Yochanan is Lodish. There's no what lays covered. Even if it'll be bottled, who are you going to give it to? Kehanim, l'chol v'l'chol b'nei Aaron tia ish ke'ochiv. There's no lays covered of it. But in the sefer, if it'll be bottled, it'll be chulin. You'll be able to give it to a guest. In the sefer, it's a chaticha real lays covered. Chaticha real lays covered. Yeah, of course it's lays covered. Of course not bottled. Everybody agrees that a chaticha real lays covered is not bottled. And closer the Gemara understood, the Gemara doesn't even have to speak it out. It was pushed to the Gemara according to the Yochanan and Maishna Reish and Maishna Sefer, because in the sefer it's a chaticha real lays covered. That's Tosfos. That's how Tosfos understands the Gemara. But once we show him a follow Tosfos, the Rashba in the Chiddushim there in Yevamah says like Tosfos, and in the Teres Habayis he says like Tosfos. The Sefer Truma says like Taisus. The Shani bring from the Sefer Truma. The Rosh says like Taisus. The Rosh by us is like Taisus. All those Taisus, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Sefer Truma, they all say this distinction. The Sefer is a Chatika real is Kadim. Because in the Sefer you can give Torah. The Ra'ah and the Berek HaBayis is Cholok in this whole Yisayf. The Ra'ah says that he thinks that it's nonsense. He says, I forget his lashon, but he says very sharp lashonis. He says, Chaticha Ulis Kabed, this whole notion that Chaticha Ulis Kabed means that you have to give it to these Orchim and Kayanim don't count. This whole business he doesn't like. He said, Chaticha Ulis Kabed is enough that you could give such a Chaticha to Orchim. Had it been kosher, you could have given it to Orchim. I don't care if this particular Chaticha is treif. It doesn't matter. It's a chaticha. It's the kind of chaticha that you can give to Aruch. That's sufficient to be called the chaticha of the sky. So what is the rush? What is the rush do with? So then, what has the rush? How does the rush explain this taifa? So he loses Taisus of Aruch, Taisus Mchalik, in the ratio is Chatikha Lizkabit. It's not a Chatikha Lizkabit, in the Sefer it's Chatikha Lizkabit. The Aruch doesn't hold from that distinction at all. So Maishna ratio, Maishna Sefer. There it says, he has his gears in the Gemara, he said, the Gemara is the Kasha, so it's not a problem. He speaks that out by Rikus. The Chor Rashi also doesn't have this distinction. Because Rashi also, when Rashi was explaining the difference in relation to Sefer, Rashi doesn't say like Taisus. Doesn't say like this, like this mile. Rashi says it's Hashem Mu'ad, by Hashem Mu'ad, even Rav Yechon holds Kol Shadakai. So the Chor, it's a Mu'ad and Rashi also, that Rashi doesn't have this distinction between, you know, here you can give it to Kohanim, that's not called the Rosh Kavod, but here you can give it to Yisrael. Actually, apparently also, like the Ra'ah, doesn't have this still. The feed the Ra'ah, though, so that had your Kushi L'duchta, why isn't this a Chaticha? So what's going on in the whole Gemara? Why is this not a Chaticha or Yulis Kavod? What does the Gemara say that this is Machlaik? Is Chaticha, is a Machlaik, is a Rech and Rech Lokish? What do you mean it's a Chaticha or Yulis Kavod? It's straight. So what? The Ra'ah says that I don't, Chaticha is Kabbalah, it doesn't have to be this Chaticha. And Chaticha Chayotzeve, the Rosh and the Ra'ah, in the beginning of the Berek HaBayis, he slays out a Shita. He says, to be a Chaticha Royal is Kabbalah, all I need is that a Chaticha Chayotzeve would be Royal is Kabbalah. A similar sized, appearance Chaticha would be Royal is Kabbalah. Doesn't matter, this particular Chaticha. This Chaticha is Chayf. No, so the feeder, oh, this should be a Chaticha Royal is Kabbalah. So even in the Rosh is a Chaticha Royal is Kabbalah, why is it bottle? Why is it bottle? Lefidur Ra'ah, Tosis Kashrus Tosah. Tosis original question now comes back. So why over here does the Gemara in Yavama say that a Chatichos Chatos Tmeo is bottle? Machlokes Yechon Rishlokes, but at least according to Yechon is bottle, because it's not called Eshadarki. It's only called Shadarki. What happened to Chaticha Yulis Kabe? This is Lefidur Ra'ah. Maybe anyone knows what the Ra'ah answers. Says there are new Yisayt. That he says Shamati Mei Rabbeisai that a chaticha real is kabbet is only if it was cooked, and here it's a raw chaticha. A raw chaticha is not called real is kabbet.
Seifa was a case that was cooked.
No, the seifa is also not cooked. The whole gemara is not a chaticha is kabbet, but the gemara itself explains Maishna Reishon and Maishna Seifa. The Rosh doesn't have to explain the seifa. The Rosh just has to explain why does chaticha real is kabbet not appear in that gemara? Because that's not a Gemara about Chaticha Lizkabit, that's a Gemara about raw meat. So raw meat is Eshadaka, Kol Shadaka, whatever the Gemara over there is busy with, but it's nothing to do with Chaticha Lizkabit. Our Gemara is in Ukimto, that the mission of Dag Tomish and the Sarab is talking about a Chaticha that was cooked. The raw adds it had to be cooked before it was mixed. Lost noise, it was cooked before it was mixed. Smash from the raw, if it was cooked after it was mixed, it doesn't go back to be Chaticha Lizkabit. So that's the difference. Over there, it was cooked before it was nipped. By us, it was cooked after it was. He says, Shemati mi Rabbi Yisrael. The Rashba doesn't like that. The Rashba, the Mishmeres Habayis, responds to the Ra'ah. He says, that the Ra'ah was so insulting that he doesn't like my Yisrael about, you know, that you can give it to Orchim, but Kayinim don't count as Orchim, and that whole piece. The Rashba says, you should go talk to Rabbeinu Atzerfatim and the Sefer Truma, and they all said this, you said, and
So the Rav doesn't like it. I'm not impressed. And then he says that the Rav says b'shem Rabbi Yisov that it has to be a chaticha lis kavod. It has to be in the special before it was mixed. He says, I don't believe that his rabbeim ever said it. I never heard such a thing. And if they would have said it, then why would I would know about it too? He says they didn't write secret books. They're all rabbeim, are people that we all know. It's all the same neck of the woods. And he says, he doesn't think they're all rabbeim. He doesn't think it's true that the rabbeim really said this. Mazach. The Ra'od Chidushim in Yeromis says that you do need a special for Chatit HaWilis Kabbin. It sounds like it's a steer in the Rashba. We're already tired out last week, steers in the Rashba. But now we've got a new steer in the Rashba. The Rashba here in the Torah Sabayas, in the Mishmer Sabayas, the Ra'od says that Sisoid, in order to be Chatit HaWilis Kabbin, it has to be cooked before it was mixed. And the Rashba says, I never heard of such a thing. And the Rav himself in the Chiddush of Yavam, it says Chatichu Liskaber is only put in Spasha. Chiddush of Rashba, it's the same Rashba. The Rashba in the Mishmer Sabayis says that he denies the Ra'oz Yisoid. Doesn't matter that it was that it has to be in Spasha. Luf Nation is Arab. And the Ra'oz in the Chiddushim himself, Besoy Chadvarim, I don't have the Lashni, but the Rav, Besoy Chadvarim, the Ra'oz, the Rashba in the Chiddushim in Yavam, Chiddush of Rashba in Yavam, that Pe'ala from Yavam. The Rashba, could I read it, the whole Chiddush Rashba? The Rashba says Chadvarim says Chatichul is Kabbin is when we say Chatichul is Kabbin, it means that when we commit a law, there was no special. Maybe it's Chazar. I mean, really, it's two possibilities. Possibility number one, that it's a Chazar. The Rashba changed his mind. I don't know which one is first, but maybe the Rashba was Chazar. And it's a little bit erglaim with over the Zechazar, because the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, this is in the Mishmer Sabayis, but the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, when he gives, I don't know, remember the Omer, but when he gives the halachas and Chaticha Ulis Kabed and the conditions of Chaticha Ulis Kabed, all the dinim of Chaticha Ulis Kabed, he does not mention that it has to be Mavosha. So it's Taker erglaim with over that in the Torah Sabayis he did not think that Chatichul Iskaber has to be in this Mavushim. And in the Chidushim, he does the things that it does. So, I don't know which one came first. Maybe it's Chazar. The alternative would be perhaps to learn, you have to have the Lashon in front of you, the Ra'os said it has to be in the special Kaidim Shinis Arav. And he said, B'shem Rabbi Yisuf, and the Rashba says he never heard of such thing. So maybe you could say that he's not arguing that it has to be in the special. He's arguing on the point that has to be in the special kodem shenis arif. That's very dochuk. I mean, in Svar, this room to be done. It's interesting nidon. If it was nisarif and then it was nisfashel, can it now all of a sudden become a chatich or liskabed? That would mean it would pop out of its bittel, like it'll be chayzev aneir. That's interesting. You have a tarevis and it wasn't yet cooked, and then you cook the tarevis. And now all of a sudden it's a chatichu ilis kabed. So now it's the bittel poka, or maybe it's too late. Maybe it was a bottle. It's not chayziv in there. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. But it's very dochuk to read the Rashba that way, because if the Rashba is in the Mishmer Sabayis is going with the yesoy that you need bishul in order to be called a chatichu ilis kabed, then the whole kasha from the Gemara in Yevamos is now weakened. What are you asking in the Gemara? Why are you asking in the Gemara in Yevamos? Why isn't it a chatichu ilis kabed? Say this, go talking about with that vision. It doesn't say anything in the Gemara over there about vision. So why not just say, that's that sign that it's talking about with that vision? So this is chatis tayish and zarev b'chatois tayish. Who says there was a vision? That's the Ra'oz Teres. That's how the Ra'oz learns. So if the Rashba agrees to the premise that you need vision, so then what's bothering you about the whole Gemara, and what does he have to say these? Maybe have the Rashba in your office, maybe. I send it out. Or I just sent the Maramokum and not the printout. What?
How do I scroll down? Where this is the end. It's not interesting. The Rashba there in the Chiddushim, I don't do this. The Rashba in the Chiddushim says that you need a special. The Chatichah Yilus Kabbat has to be a special. And yet, the Rashba asked the question, why over here isn't the Chatichah Yilus Kabbat? And he says, do you saw it? No, because you can't give it to Kayanim, it's not called Yilus Kabbat. Mashen came in the Sefer, where it's Chulin, and that is called Yilus Kabbat. And he gives the whole Mahalach of Tosus in the Sefer Trum and so on. If he himself that he says that you need this special in order to be chaticha or ilus kabed, so then what does he need this whole mahalach for? Let's just say that the case over here is that it wasn't this special. Less the maybe the pshat is he doesn't want to do that because he wants to chaparai the pshat in the sefer. Why in the sefer is it not bottled? Ma'ish nereishin, ma'ish nesefer. So that's the icing on the cake. If you say this mahalach that over here you can't claim it was not liskavit, then by chulin it is royal liskavit, so you get this extra revach that now we have a mahalach in the ration of the sefer, which the Rashba likes. The Rashba quotes that in the Chiddushim and the Torah said likes. So he doesn't want to say that the case over here is that it was not in the special. He wants it to be a case that was in the special in order to explain the sefer. But be'etzem, he agrees that you need to have bishul. But the sefer Truma had another part. I mean, the Ra'ah had another one. Not only do you have to have Bishul, you have to have Bishul Kaimish in this Arab. That the Rashba says he never heard. Maybe. It's not the push to trap in the Mishmar Sabbath. So it comes out like this. That we have, let's assume that the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis at least is going, but you don't need Bishul. So it comes out we have a double machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Torah Sabayis and the Rashba. First of all, we have machlokes about Bishul. The Ra'ah thought that in order to be called the Chatichah Yilus Kabbat, it has to be Mevushet, which I understand, because you're going to give it to Orchan, it has to be Mevushet. And the Rashba apparently holds. He says he never heard of such a thing. The Rashi and Torah Sabayis doesn't make any mention of it. In the Chiddushim he has it, but in the Torah Sabayis he seems to be going that you don't need Bishul to be the Chatichah Yilus Kabbat. So what does that mean? The Rashba thinks you can serve raw meat to Orchim? Why would the Ra'ah be wrong? If it has to be Raw Yilus Kabbat of Orchim, so then doesn't the Ra'ah have a point? If it's raw, it's not Raw Yilus Kabbat. So what's this problem about? What's the pashat answer for the Rashba?
Right.
It's right. I could cook it and serve it to Orchim. Yeah, it's not right the way it is right now. Fine, so I'll cook it another, but that's still called Raya Liskavit. So that's one of my claims. There are holes that in order to be Raya Liskavit, it has to be mamish ready to serve. And the Rashba says, no, it's enough that it doesn't have to be ready to serve. It could be a raw. That's also called Raya Liskavit. If a shalchmanus is a shalch, if somebody ruined me, is it called the shalchmanus? Because it has to be right for the suddam. Maybe he's telling this. So that's one machlekes there on the Rashba. But then we have another machlekes there on the Rashba, which is that the Rashba holds, the Rashba, Tosfos, the Sefer HaTrumah, the Rosh, they all hold that it has to be, this piece has to be Roi L'Skabit of Ne'orachim. This particular piece, at least if it'll be bottled, you'll be able to serve it to Archim. But if this piece can't be served to Orchim, because it's going to get mixed up with Chatois, to Horus, and so there's no way to, even if it will be bottled, you won't be able to serve it to Orchim, because you won't have any Orchim, it's only Kayanim, Kayanim, or Orchim. So then it's not called the Chatichah Rilis Kabbat. And the Ra'ah holds that I don't need this piece to be Rilis Kabbat. It's enough that a Chatichah Kayotzibah is Rilis Kabbat. A Chatichah just of this size and dimension and so on would be Rilis Kabbat, then this is called the Chatichah Rilis Kabbat. I don't say it, but this Chatichah is straight. The same way by Dr. Limonis, the Marshal. I don't say, who would ever sell this Chatichah? Who would ever sell this? It's also Bahano. I don't say that. These kind of things are Dr. Limonis. So they're all the same things by Chatichah or Yilus Kabbat. If a Chatichah Kayotzi by Israel Yilus Kabbat, I don't care that this particular Chatichah is not kosher and I can't be Yilus Kabbat. So I have double machlokes. So I thought that maybe,
certainly tempting to think about. Maybe the two machaikasin could be totally zebeze. Yeah, we have machaikas number one, that the ra'ohos, in order to be royal stabit, it has to be mevushal. And the Rashba and the Teres Abayis does not seem to think so. And for that matter, Taisha doesn't seem to think so, because, you know, Taisha started off with the kasha. How come the Gemara in Yevamos, it's not called royal stabit? He should have answered, it's not mevushal. Yeah, you lose the sefer, so Taisha should speak that through, but Taisha sounds like he has a kasha. So that's the machlokes number one. Does it have to be mushal? Does it have to be kumayt? Does it have to be mushal? And here, there is more restrict. The Ra'ah says it has to be mushal, and the Rashba says no, it doesn't have to be mushal. On the other hand, we have another machlokes number two, in which the Ra'ah is less strict. The Ra'ah says I don't need this chaticha should be royalist kabbat. I need it. It's enough that the chaticha kayetzib was royalist kabbat. And the Rashba and Taisus, all these Rishonim hold that I need this particular chaticha should be royalist kabbat. I don't sound enough chaticha kayesha, but this chaticha, which is misarav with chatois, which is itself chaticha tmeya, and is misarav with chatois tahiris, this chaticha itself has to be royal as kabbat b'fnei orchim yisraelim. So I thought maybe it's totally in the following. That what's the word of chaticha royal as kabbat? Is it, it's like a chalim kind of lashon, is it a simon or is it a simon? Something's a chaticha. The word that a chaticha royal iskaber has a chashivus is not important because it's royal iskaber of Me'orchim. Is the royal iskaber of Me'orchim a simon that such chatichas are chashuv? No, it's a way to, you know, it's a way to determine this is a chashuv chaticha. You know, I know this is a chashuv chaticha because I would give it to a guest. It's right. This must be a chashuv chaticha. The mashal, I'll give you a mashal, like by Bishul Akum. We say there's only an Issur Bishul Akum by food that's royal alas al Shulchan Melachim. I'm not planning to put it out. Shulchan Melachim. Shulchan Melachim is a Siba that has an Issur Bishul Akum. Well, I'm not planning to serve it to Nishul. I'm not planning to serve it to a Melachim. I don't even know any Jewish Melachim. What is this alas al Shulchan Melachim? Why is that a criterion in the Din of Bishul Akum? I'm not planning to serve it to Melachim. I think it's a double portion. That the Pshat is, it's a simen that it's a Chashuv of food. And they were only going to say, Bishul Akum and Chashuv of foods. How do you know if it's a Chashuv of food? Well, if foods like this are served by in fancy restaurants, then it's a simon that it's a Chashuv of food. The fact that it's served in a fancy restaurant is not the sibul why it's also. It's the simon that it's Chashuv. In other words, the fact that this is a Chashuv of food is not because I could take it and sell it to a restaurant. When I say that this is a fancy food, it's Ola Shulchan Melachim, and fancy restaurants they serve it. That doesn't mean the chashivas comes from the fact that I could take it and sell it to a restaurant. I could give it to a restaurant and they'll serve it. That's not the pshat. The pshat is the fact that such foods are served in fancy restaurants is a simen that this is a fancy food. So al derech zeh nuchal loymar that the pshat and the chaticha of this kabbat is since chatichas like this are served to chashiva guests. So that's a simen that this is a chashiva, that this is a chashiva food. And if it's a chashiva food, it's not bought. That's one way to learn. Or I could learn, no, it's a sibo. The fact that I could give this chaticha to a guest and I'll get a covered out of it, that makes the chaticha choshuv. What makes the chaticha choshuv is that it has a potential that I could give it to a guest. That's the chashivus itself. Not that that's a simon that it's a fancy food. That's the sibo. The fact that I could give it to a guest, I have the potential to give it to a guest, makes it a choshuv of food. That's the machoikis. I think this is emes. This part, I think, is poshut pshat. I think this is emes. That's the machlokes there on and the Rashba about whether I need that this particular chaticha should be royal iskabed, or is it enough that a chaticha chayotzibo is royal iskabed? The Rosh says, I don't care if this chaticha is royal iskabed neorchem. I can't serve this chaticha neorchem as toch treif. That's not the point. But a chaticha chayotzibo is royal iskabed. So in the Rosh, it's clear that the chashivas of royal iskabed neorchem is not that this chaticha itself has the potential to be served to orchem. This chaticha has no potential to be served to orchem. It's treif, and maybe it's mixed up with other. The Rosh is befeirish. It's enough. That's not the point. What I need is there should be kayetziba. Such pieces are served to orchem. So that's very. It's clear in the Rosh that the Rosh learned the chashivas of royal iskabed neorchem is not that this piece has the potential to be served to orchem. Rather, it's more like by Bishul Akum, where the fact that such that we find in the world that pieces like this are served to Archim and people are miskabed from that shows that this is a fancy kind of cut. This is a fancy kind of thing. That's the Ra'ah. On the other end, Taisus, the Rashba, all the Rishonim will learn out the way, who say that it's they apparently hold that the vodah chaticha reilus kavod is that this chaticha could be served to archim. That's the chashivas comes from the fact that I could actually, the potential that this chaticha has, that I could give it to an oirech and again get mileage out of it. So they say, so that depends. If it's treifa, how's it reilus kavod? They say, yeah, but if it'll be bottle, you will be able to be miskavod. Well, that'll depend. To a kohen, to a Yisrael, what is it being mixed up with? So it's, they're looking at this chaticha itself. Does it actually have the real potential to be miskavod with neirachim? So they look at this chaticha in actual fact. Look at this chaticha in actual fact. The estate and gate. Could you give it to an erech or not? So that's their perspective. So that, what I want to be moisiv now is that mele makes a difference to Gabi Bishl. And here it comes back to the opposite. If the word is that this chaticha is choshuv because such chatichas are given to archim in the world, so this chaticha is choshuv because people give such chatichas to archim. So it has to be, they're all held, there has to be that the chaticha, the way it is now, is a chashuv chaticha that somebody could serve to a guest. But if there's a raw piece of meat, so yeah, it's true, somebody could take this piece and he could cook it and dress it and he could serve it to an ereach, but that's not called that a chaticha kareitza b'yis chashuv. For this chaticha to be chashuv, it has to be the kind of thing that could be served to a guest. So the kind of thing that could be served to a guest, it has to be exactly the kind of thing you could serve to a guest. And if it's a raw piece of meat, you can't serve that to a guest. So then this chaticha doesn't have that chashivus. Masha'enkin, according to the Rashba, that the word of chaticha milis kabed is not that it's the kind of thing that's served to a guest. It's that this chaticha itself has the potential to be served to a guest. That's this chaticha has covered potential. I could get covered out of this chaticha. That's what gives the chashivus. So the Rashba said, I could get covered out of this chaticha. All I have to do is cook it and give it to a guest. So I'll get covered out of this chaticha. As good as far as it goes. Now, I want to go back for a second. There's another machlekes to Gabi, the Geder of Chaticha Ulis Kabe. Now we're learning machlekes, the Rashman, there are apparently, and the Geder of Chaticha Ulis Kabe is it a simon or a simon. I'm making a little shitosi out of it, but the thing itself is mufurish. The Rosh is beferish, Chaticha Kayotzi Bo Zroi Ulis Kabe. And the Rashman learns, Toysus, that it has to be this Chaticha Zroi Ulis Kabe. So I think that for sure says. That's not speculative. That's Mamish says beferish. That according to the Rosh, it's not that this chaticha could give me covered. It's that such chatichas are choshev in the world. And the feed the Rashba, it's that this chaticha itself I could get covered out of. I could give it to a guest. But it has to be that I could give it to a guest. So how am I going to give it to a guest? I'll be mevatel it. I'll give it to a guest. Yisraelim, Kayanim. I'm making cheshbon l'shitosim with the vishon. There's another machlekes, the Geder of chaticha l'skavet, that I touched on at the very beginning, but now I want to come back to it. I deferred it a little bit, which is the Rosh has a word that chaticha really skabed. He has psazov. He says chaticha really skabed. The word of chaticha really skabed is that it becomes like a shadar kalimonis. Even though it's really only kol shadar kalimonis, chaticha is a kol shadar kalimonis. Not always individually, but when it's really skabed, so then it becomes dark kalimonis. It's mashman the Rosh is not like it becomes as good as it becomes dark kalimonis. The fact that I can be served to Orchim makes it that now it's counted individually. Well, it's counted to Orchim, so it's counted individually. It becomes an Esther Darker of the Mamos. I told you the Rashba in Chidushim Yom is beferish not the way Chaticha is Kabbat, it's nothing to do with Darker of the Mamos. In fact, he has to say that way, because he learns that the whole, that he learns. No, I'm sorry. The Rashi knew. But the Rashi doesn't have to say this way, but he does. The Rashi is beferish that chaticha ulis kabed has nothing to do with darkly mamas. It's a different word. The Rambam is looking that way, because the Rambam paskins that not like a virchon, nor like Resh Lakish, even esher darkly mamas is bottle, but chaticha ulis kabed is not bottle. And it's a different word. Royal is kabed is not because it becomes a govashib and minion. It's a different kind of chashivus. There's a big nafkimino. The Rosh speaks out. If a chaticha is not bottle, so what if I have a whole dead behemoth? I hold them. So is it bottle? So the Rosh says, a fat is not bottle. Every dead behemoth is full of chatichas. I can cut it up into chatichas. So if a chaticha, I magach, the chaticha is kaber is not bottle. So a whole behemoth, which is many chatichas, a fat is not bottle. He has a kasha out of it. He says, the Gemara in Zvachim, Tosfos says the kasha in Zvachim, the Gemara in Zvachim by the Sugah of Chatas HaMeisah, the Sugah that we talked about in the past, and that for Ayin Beis, I think it is. The Gemara over there says, you have a Chatas HaMeisah, and it was in Sarav in a corral with a whole bunch of other behemoths, Kulam Yamusu. So the Gemara over there says, let it be bottled by Rav. Where it says, Balei Chayim, and not bottled by Rav. Ask the Rosh, Tosfos says the kasha over in Zvachim, Benes. The Rosh quotes the Tosfos. He quotes it as the Rash. The Rash is one of the Bali Tosfos, and the Ar Tosfos doesn't say the Rash, but it's the Rosh says it's the Rash who has the Kash. The Rash Mishatz says, ask the Rosh, Hashem the Rash, and Tosfos is welcome. Ask the Kash. It's a Chaticha Ulis Kavod. It's a walking Chaticha Ulis Kavod. An animal is a to a chef, an animal just looks like a bunch of Chatichas. So it's a chaticha release kaber. So the Tosfos answers, and the Rosh quotes it, or references it, that it's talking about chatas oif. A chatas oif is like a pigeon, there's no chaticha release kaber in it. But in a chanami, a regular behemoth, a whole behemoth, I don't have to come out to Balei Chayim. Could be dead. It's a chaticha release kaber. And the other Rishonim are chaylik, the Ran, the Rashba, I believe, also is chaylik. And they say that's not called a chaticha rilis kaved. That's a behemoth. Until you cut it up, it's not a chaticha rilis kaved. The same thing, the Rosh quotes Rishonim who held, what if I have a chicken, but hasn't the feathers haven't been plucked? I have a dead chicken, shechted it, but it has the feathers on it, everything. I'm going to serve it like that. It's not called a chaticha rilis kaved. So the Rosh is about it yet. You take off the feathers. It's called a chaticha rilis kaved. But he brings some other Rishonim, a bit of time, I think, that's not called a chaticha rilis kaved. Until you take off the feathers, it's not a chaticha rilis kaved. It's mafurish in the Rosh that his argument is, the reason why he doesn't accept this, he thinks that's inconceivable, is l'shitosa, because he learns that the vone of chaticha ruli l'skabed is because it's ruli l'skabed, therefore you count it b'minyan. So he says, if the fact that you could serve a piece of steak in front of Orchem makes it a darki limonis, so that a whole behemoth is for sure darki limonis. It doesn't make any sense, you know. If the pieces of steak you serve, you sell by the individual portion, not by the... So the whole cow of body is sold by the individual. You don't sell it by the pound. Yeah, that's, and he says, if a chicken is a darker limonis without the feathers, then the fact that it has feathers doesn't make it, it's not going to be always darker limonis, then a lot is still darker limonis. The other Rishonim were Chalik on the Rosh, it's clear because they learn that the Vort of Chaticha Rilis Kaba is not because it's a Dovah Shebe Minyan, it's because it's a special Chashivah, so it's Rilis Kaba Fnei Orchim. And Rilis Kaba Fnei Orchim is only if it's Rilis Kaba Fnei Orchim the way it is. But if it's a whole behemoth, it's not Rilis Kaba Fnei Orchim. What are they going to do with the whole behemoth? So it doesn't have the chashivas until you cut it off into chatichas. And it doesn't have the chashivas until you take off the feathers and it becomes Roy L'skabit b'fnei ha'ar. This is a different machlokes than we talked about before, about is it a simon or is it a sibah? In the Rosh, there's nothing to talk about it. Why it's a simon? Well, but then now a few things. The Rashba holds not like the Rosh. The Rashba holds a whole behemoth is not called the chaticha v'ilis kaver. Until you cut it up, it's not a chaticha v'ilis kaver. So first of all, as you know, with Yesh Lodin, the Rashba in the Torah of Ayis holds that even though it's not cooked, it's already a chaticha v'ilis kaver because I could cook it. So what's the difference? A whole behemoth, the Rashba holds not like the Rosh. That's not a chaticha v'ilis kaver because I can't serve a whole behemoth. But a raw chaticha, so in the chidushim it sounds like he holds a raw chaticha is also not a chaticha rilis kaber. So that's actually very consistent. A raw chaticha is also, you know, it has to be right, kamoshu, to serve to a guest. Ready to plate. So a whole behemoth is not ready to plate, and a raw piece of meat is not ready to plate. So they're both not called the chaticha rilis kaber. But the Rashman Torah said, bias in the mashma, you don't need mispashal. But he does hold that a whole behemoth is not rilis kaber. So what's the difference? The whole behemoth is not called roilus kabed because it's mechusar that you have to cut it up. So it's not yet called roilus kabed. But a raw piece of meat is roilus kabed. You could cook it and serve it. So what's the difference? What'd you say? Is there a hill? Another tension in the Rashi. The Rashi Teres Abayis holds that a behemoth is not a roilus kabed. Not a chatichah roilus kabed, it's a behemoth. Until you cut it up, it's not a roilus kabed. But a raw piece of meat is roilus kabed. What's the difference?
For the raw piece of meat, it still has the same serum before it's cooking up.
I think that's the answer. I think that the Rashi held that a whole behemoth is a panim chadosh, it's a chatichah. Behemoth and a chatichah are two different things. So a behemoth is not called a behemoth is not, it's a different thing than the chatichah. So that's not yet called roilus kabed. Chatichah is roilus kabed. The fact that it needs cooking that's not a panim chadosh. It means not mamish ready to go, but it needs touching up. But it's not a different thing. It's still called the same. It's the same chatichah. So for roilus kabed, it's good enough. It's still the feed the rush that it's an issue of dovah shibim minyan, that it's darkly monois. The rush doesn't care. It says if people sell chatichos by the individual, if a chaticho, because it's roilus kabed, becomes darkly monois, so the whole behemoth of that is darkly monois. So lomdus and fancy lomdus like panim chadosh not going to change anything. We're talking about an economic fact. If a chaticho roilus kabed is sold by the individual and not in bulk, so lachas kama v'kama, the whole behemoth is sold by the individual and not in bulk. And that's the shita sarosh. But the other Rishayim, the whole Chatichah Roilus Kabed is not because it's not because it's a Dovah Shibim Minyan. It's because there's a new din of Chatichah Roilus Kabed. The fact that it's Roilus Kabed gives it the Chashivus. Either it's a Simon or a Siva, that's the sub-machalikus, but it's the fact that it's Roilus Kabed. So to be Roilus Kabed, so the fact that a Chatichah is Roilus Kabed and has a Chashivus doesn't mean that a Behemah has a Chashivus. The Chatichah has more Chashivus than the Behemah. Why can't that be? The Behemah doesn't have the Chashivus of Roilus Kabed because you can't serve a Behemah to Orchid. The chatichah is roilus kabed. That gives it the chashivus. Every behemah is not a bunch of chatichahs. Behemah is a different thing than a chatichah. But between a raw chatichah and a cooked chatichah, the Rashi and the Torah say by his thought, that's the same chatichah. That's still called that it has the chashivus of roilus kabed. But there's also a need in the Rosh. The Rosh holds that a whole behemah is roilus kabed because he says if you sell an individual chatichah by the individual, if the fact that it's roilus kabed makes a chatichah a dover should be minion, an eshadak limonis. So a lot of the whole behemoth is eshadak limonis. But on the other hand, the Rosh brings the Tosfos that the din of roilus kabed has to be notice he learns the ration of safer like Tosfos that the din of roilus kabed is only if this chaticha could actually be given to an areach. So in the case of the seifa of the ratio, where even if it's bottled, it's going to have to be served to kohanim, and kohanim are not called orchim. So the Rosh brings the Tosfos, that's not called the chaticha roilus kabed, because this chaticha you can't give to orchim; you can only give to kohanim. Kohanim aren't orchim. So what's the problem? So what's the steer? Where's their steer? It's not a steer at all. What's bothering me is this: that if the mile of chaticha roilus kabed is because it becomes a dovah shibim minyan. So the chayyid dovah shibim minyan is for sure not measured in this particular chaticha, because this chaticha, let's say, it's a chaticha of kelayim. Chaticha of kelayim is sold by minyan. You don't sell kelayim at all. So I think I mentioned before, in the din of the mishnah that culture that eshadakri or kol shadakri, that it's something which is darkly monos and not bottle. It has to be that this particular item is darkly monos. What if this particular item is kelayim karam? So kelayim karam they don't sell in stores at all. So why is it called Dakel Limonis? There is a Dakel Limonis not measured in this chaticha. Dakel Limonis for sure is measured in whether these kind of things are sold in stores of Dominion. So if the Rosh is right, that the Maile Roilus Kabed is that it becomes a Dakel Limonis, then it should be measured by chatichas Kayotzibay, not this individual chaticha.
It can't get Dakel Limonis until it's Roilus Kabed.
I mean, I need it to be roilus kabed. This chaticha could be roil to roilus kabed. If this chaticha is roilus kabed, then it becomes a dovah shli the roil limonis. But I need this chaticha to be roilus kabed. If this chaticha is not roilus kabed,
I hear it in Chesmer. I don't hear it so much about Abatish, but I hear the Chesmer. So Lashon of the Rosh. What's the Lashon of the Rosh? The Rosh is like this. The Rosh is in Simon Lamed Vav. He brought Yesh Minag Doilim Shomru. That only Chaticha in his Bashler from Chaticha Seter. That's a Chaticha Lis Kadim. Avel Chaticha Chayo, but a raw piece of meat. Filu Shleimo B'Teilu B'Roiv. That's the Svar of the Rosh. It has to be cooked. The Divrei Hevel here. The Hod Gomer Roiv Lis Kadim Fnei Orchem Lav La Meimer Shetevu Yikamoshi Ato. El Mishum Shir Naktimon, the Gdoiluk Yehai, Shiru Litan Lifne Orchim, Lifne Reich Nichbad, Achash and his Bashel, Chashuba Keesha Dark Limonis Vilay Botla. I don't need it should be Roy right now the way it is to be in Miskabed. Just a Shir. Mishum Shir Naktimon. The gdoilik yihai, if it's a big enough chaticha that it's roy to give to an arech nichbad after it'll be cooked, it's considered to like esher dark limonis v'lo b'teil. U'mishum shichai alei batel chashivusa. And he brings Raya. He says all the things that are dark limonis, they're also raw and they need cooking. So I want to say it's not called dark limonis because it needs cooking. It's mud l'kashiv. What does it have to do cooking? You have to do dark limonis. Because it's all by him chashivas. It doesn't lack chashivas because it wasn't cooked. So dark the chaticha riliskab doesn't lack in chashivas because it wasn't cooked. Then he says, yes, what about Egla Rufa and Chul Shnishtu Bazara? I think this Rosh we have to want to connect. Because I'm not so sure that the Rosh really means that the fact that it's Royal Iskadim Ne'orchim makes it bepoil Dakar Limonis. He's just lost in Chashivos. It's a Chashivos, and therefore it's not less Choshev if it's a whole behemoth. It's not less Choshev if it's raw. It's not less Choshev if it still has the feathers.
I don't know. I was saying it before that it becomes that the Rosh is learning that royal is kabed makes it a darkly manus. His lashon isn't makes it choshev like a darkly manus. That may not be the same thing. But I see a strange thing in the Rosh that's bothering me. The Rosh brings a riot. This is the Rosh you say. He says chaticha royal is kabed is a measure of chashivos. Not being cooked is not a lack of chashivos. If not being cooked was a lack of chashivos, then the shisha dvarim that the Mishnah describes would have to be cooked in order to have chashivos. Not being cooked is not a lack of chashivos. By the same token, he says feathers is not a lack of chashivos. The fact that it still has the feathers on it doesn't make it less chashiv. And he says the whole behemoth of Adas also has the same mila. The fact that it's a whole behemoth doesn't make it less chashiv than the chatichas that it contains. It's all dvarim of chashiv. That's as you say. So there's something radical that the Rosh is saying, but I don't know if it's exactly what I said before. But then the Rosh Pesach HaDvarim says a raya that it has to do with chashivos. He says, because after all, Isuri Hano also have the din of chaticha ruil iskaved, and you can't eat them. So also Hano has to lechazul lemechel. It's not less than being raw. He wants me to write that something raw is still called the chaticha ruil iskaved, even though you can't eat it now. It needs cooking. It doesn't matter. So he says, "Why raya? Yisuri Hano also have the nechaticha ruilis kabed. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Yisuri Hano also you can't eat. So they're so to speak like they're raw. It doesn't matter. They're chashuv. It has a chashivus. It doesn't matter that you can't eat it. So raw also, it doesn't matter that you can't eat it. It doesn't have less chashivus. Comes to the words of the Rosh. So I don't understand. The Rosh himself explained that the reason why Yisuri Hano." Same as Tosfos, the reason why Yisuri Hano have a din of chaticha ruil iskaved is because when there'll be bottle, you'll be able to serve it to an erech, and therefore it'll become a chaticha ruil iskaved, and therefore it's not bottle. So Yisuri Hano, you could serve to an erech. It's not the same as raw. Raw, you can't serve to an erech. Yisuri Hano, in the tarevus, we're talking in the tarevus. The chaticha ruil iskaved is coming to me in the tarevus. In a tarevus, if it's a bottle, you could serve it to an erech. So where's his raya to raw meat? Mamash is still in the rush. The Rosh, the Simon Lamed Vav, was masking to do, in Simon Lamed Dalet, he brought the whole Taisus. He brought the Taisus that Chaticha Ruil Iskaved, that the Chilat narration of the Sefer, that this is not a Chaticha Ruil Iskaved, this is a Chaticha Ruil Iskaved because you can serve it to Orchim once it's bottle. In the Rosh, it's not a Chaticha Ruil Iskaved because you can only serve it to Kahanim, Kahanim aren't Orchim. So the Rosh is explaining, and he brought Basa B'cholav, the whole Taisus, the Rosh brings the whole Taisus. Basa B'cholav is called the Chaticha Ruil Iskaved, but even though who are you going to serve Basa B'cholav? Yeah, once it's bottled, you'll serve Basa B'cholav. So, it is servable. So what's the time to raw? The Rosh brings her in Simon, that's in Simon Lamed Aleph, here in Simon Lamed Vav, the Rosh wants to prove that raw meat is the Chaticha Ruil Iskaved. And he brings a raya from the fact that Yisuri Hano called it the Chaticha Ruil Iskaved. He says, Yisuri Hano, you can't serve, but it's Choshev. So raw meats also, you can't serve it, it's still chashuv. What's the comparison? Yisuri Hano, you could serve the way they are now in a tarevis if they'll be bottle. But raw meat, you can't serve even in a tarevis. Any idea? Okay, we'll have to finish the come back to this rush. Simon Lamed Vav, and we have to finish the places.
Да, сюда мы приехали.